Committee of the Whole meeting, August 6th, 2012.
The whole meeting to order at 7:23. Roll call.
Trustee Clemens.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sample.
Here.
Trustee Simon Kelly.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
Trustee Lipinski.
Item 2.1, motion to approve minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting, July 16, 2012. Motion by Trippin, second by Clemens. Questions, comments? Roll call.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Sandoval.
Yes.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Lipinski.
Aye.
Trustee Clemens.
Aye.
Motion carries. Public comment and committee's the whole thing. None. Okay, and public works facilities and capital assets and engineering.
Thank you. Maybe the discussion during the regular meeting helps frame the challenges staff as well as the next topic. Where are we in organizing the efficient and protective as possible within the resource tightening budget demand? Currently 10 authorized positions, 7 of which are named in for the 2 positions. Were previously approved back in May, the filling of one of the vacant positions. And most recently, one of the employees has taken other employment, which is closer to home, some greater opportunity in his judgment for advancement. And a loss to me because he was certainly one of my very good employees, Mike Bodine. So hopefully the board would concur with us filling the second position, this most recent vacancy, and using the interviews that will be held this Wednesday and Thursday, first position to also slash the best candidate for this now vacant position. Mark and myself comprised the interview panel. We had 157 applicants, which I narrowed down to 9 that Mark and I interviewed. Believe that's all I can offer for this particular discussion item, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
So this is the second public works appointee to the IRA.
That's correct. To get back up to the full authorized grant.
Okay. Okay, with moving that forward. Okay.
As the board knows, I've been here a little over 5 months, and I appreciate the opportunity to serve the village. I am having fun, and I appreciate and thrive on challenging opportunities. That has been me, that always will be me. What I simply want to do this evening is hand out an outline and some factual information as to the magnitude of the infrastructure we have. The outline for a special meeting to take potentially about 2 hours, and I hope there would be considerable discussion. That outline is first page, trying to define the need to properly operate and maintain the existing infrastructure. I'm not in a short time tonight, but I tend to go through any of that. But this is more your presentation than mine in terms of what I hope will be interaction when we have a special meeting. And it will hopefully conclude with a agreed on course of action to maintain the infrastructure. Trustee Clemens, I'm glad that you brought up this pruning of the sanitary sewer. As you know, I did not have any input to the current budget because it was developed and approved prior to my arrival. But $1,700 to maintain several miles of sanitary sewer is an insufficient amount of money. And especially in the areas where it's an old sanitary sewer system. And several of you have heard me comment, and this is sort of a crude way of saying it, but in fact, the infrastructure does not care about a governmental agency's monetary challenge. And somehow we need to keep that in the forefront of how we struggle to be efficient and effective, and most of that burden is on my shoulders. But I need help with research. You need to understand the best that I'll be able to articulate in that special meeting what those needs are. And I expect to be challenged because maybe I'm growing too close to this problem. But I came here to be effective and hopefully make improvements in the infrastructure that we have. So the other two handouts, fact sheet, and just the tabulation of the magnitude of the infrastructure we the buildings are responsible for. And for the size of our village, I guess I'll say over the bit of days with the expensiveness while sewer, water main, various aging things, things like that that we have. To help put that in some perspective and our needs, the second attachment is a fact sheet, but with an estimated replacement cost for those various items. I struggled the most with the first one being paintless because and therefore, I listed two different costs, $22 million for a 55-center-mile from a rehabilitation standpoint, a more longer-term desired end result would be reconstruction to bring the older streets and some of the new subdivision streets up to a structural standard that would give us a longer line. That was touched on back in 2008 by that country. So what would it all mean for $250 million we could replace the infrastructure that we have? My point is it's not what we want to do. My point is we need to maintain what we have so we do not find ourselves in sinkhole crisis. And again, that's the special meeting that I hope we can have soon, excuse me, to have that back and forth discussion. I would desire that we do that either yet in the month of August or early September. that public works facility, and we said we may want to walk it more and look at various components, such as equipment, such as parts. That's all I have presented on this item.
This is your evaluation of the parking. This building is going to be brought up for man hours you think you need. Those kinds of things, all right, there's clearing. And also, in your report, will it also have the OSHA requirements? Are we up to date on our OSHA requirements? Or the passing area? Well, that's the part of the report.
Short answer is yes. My only hesitation is I am confident there's something I will forget, and all the more reason for that interaction. This two-hour session is not the do-all, end-all, defines everything. So again, that interaction for a critical part of this village, to me, is starting point in the direction, but not everything to be defined and for sure and not be solved in 1 or 2 hour session.
Good start, long ways to go in the discussion and now.
Just
an hour
gone, not 100 yards dash.
And we're recording with them. I'm in favor of having a session. either way, because we have that option. I only see a pay bill. We don't adjourn, and we continue when we don't.
How do we do that? Kind of paragraph gives a lot of weight in that stipend, or that fee, I should say.
If I may, there is a couple of trustees on the board right now that have emailed my attorney saying we do not want to pay for any available social fees, or any social fees. Those emails are in their personnel file, and they do not pay. If any other trustee would like to do that, or just put some one or two special meetings, you know, go ahead and email me, and we'll take care of it from there. And we do budget for, although we do budget for two or three special meetings, just in case it's over there. But you have options from the pay perspective here.
Shoot you an email saying, I accept no special meeting pay, blah, blah.
Either forever or for this meeting, however you want to do it.
Okay.
That's your choice.
So, Ron, you'll continue developing your information and have a suggestion for a meeting date at the next meeting then?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody's okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
they are by far the lowest performing. The fleet manager, when I was there with the truck, asked if I wanted his people to do the once over of the drivetrain and advise what other things might be held attention. And it was a lesson learned out of that, which I obviously said yes to his new book, is we do not have the technical expertise within my staff, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, I simply mean it in a factual way, to know what to worry about as far as life blood in our equipment. And so Italy letters to me to the task, there are six other items that do affect the safe and proper operation of that truck that, in my judgment, should be fixed also. And I very much remain of the belief, given their favorable shop rate and discounted equipment for the parts purchase, that while they have the truck, they also fix those items. Please don't take this as the grant. The winter is coming. This is one of our main snow and ice control vehicles. So I very clearly believe it needs the work done to improve its reliability for months and hopefully years to come.
The encumbered amounts listed in this particular item don't, I mean, we have it looks like significant money budgeted here. And I didn't check to see exactly what that consists of, but what other expenses are we anticipating against these accounts?
Vehicles that are license plated are budgeted in the general fund, public works part of the general fund, as well as water sewer. That's indicated in the budget. $38,000 is fully sufficient to maintain and repair our license plated vehicles, and hopefully the non-license plated vehicles for which there's equipment maintenance repair money. I'm sorry, I don't remember the code number. Hopefully that's also sufficient. I do worry, given the kids have to say the neglect that has existed in properly maintaining our vehicles and equipment, that this is enough money.
To answer your question, though, these were based on tracks.
Tracks.
Yeah, there was nothing specific that was anticipated like we had to do this or that that was done for these amounts.
Okay.
You're asking for both the 1450 and the 1667 at this time.
That is correct.
And you're not going to go out for bids for the 1450 on these prices that you've already received, seeing the difference in the price. So you feel comfortable with the lower rate, you're just going to go with them for the 1450. No need to go out for bids.
The 1450 was there.
No, I'm sorry, 1667, I'm sorry.
That's correct.
So you're just going to go up and down based on their prices and what you've seen on it. Okay.
Their shop rate is almost 50% less than the other agency we have dealt with. And please don't think, I'm glad you asked this question. I understand the perspective as to how and where we take our purchasing needs. And so if you're thinking I want to turn to the county for everything, I do not. But I want that opportunity to consider them and take advantage of their better shop rate selectively.
And also, the vehicles aren't going to be there, so we have to do it.
Yes, definitely.
To put this further into perspective, if we take the two items and add them up, we're looking at like $31.17, that's only $641.73 over our highest bid to begin with. That is pretty marginal. That's pretty marginal. You're getting quite a bit more done. So I commend you for thinking outside the box on what you're going at. So unintended. So thank you.
Everybody's comfortable moving that forward?
Yes.
So if I may ask the comfort, I know it needs to go back to the regular board. Does the comfort extend to the telling the county to report the costs? It can be returned if this thing blows up.
direct connect, which is, we got half of the total. So they do use a lot, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Now, I don't have an answer yet. We don't know yet, though, to your question about what Verizon does. I put in a call.
Somebody else came out with a walkie-talkie.
You know, that's fine. I'm not aware, but we'd be happy to look. I put in a call with Verizon, and we're waiting for information. They haven't pushed to talk, but their push to talk is not direct connect walkie-talkie. It's a flash to the number. So I don't know if it's a reduced cell phone number or not. So anyway, we, you know, we would be eligible for a business contract with them, but I don't know what the cost is.
Yeah. Right now, the fire department got away from the direct connect that they have Verizon. So I don't think they have direct connect.
Yeah, so I don't know what the impact, total impact on the bill. See, but there's also other issues. I heard Sprint's not reliable either. But I don't know when, but there is some people that are active as Sprint, so I don't know personally.
Before they started with this tower issues, and my understanding, at least till they're telling me, one customer, they're putting up new towers, getting out the old ones, updating the service, they're going to go to the 4G. Once they finally get there, we're all going to be hunky-dory happy again. It's again in their heart, because I got to tell you, I have never had a claim. They said they were going to have it done by the end of last month, and it's still not done. So, but then Mark, you think a report is having reported with them and gone to their service department, because they are making, apparently, they, so they say, they are going to be giving money back to the customers, and they will mark your service account, but you have to call and go through service. Not that that fixes our problem, and our problem is we need it now.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things we're looking at. We're looking at, you know, we have, what is it, 30-some phones,
34
with the Smart, but I think it, yeah, the Smart is 34, and then we're going to be short one of those, and we got to cancel one of those. I don't think we need it. But, yeah, we don't know the contract notifications from one. But you go on the website and you look at service coverage areas, Sprint says it's 100%, Verizon says it's 100% too. So, you know, we still have to look at contract issues. Right now, from Sprint, the cell phones, we do know it would be a 2-year contract extension, so that would require more approval. But, as the mayor indicated, I know, you know, part of the issue is coverage, and, you know, we know that public works uses it extensively as well as the police department, and we need to do something about it. It's not something without options, though, because they can call CENTCOM in an emergency if they have no service via radio and get connected to any phone, too, through that, too. So it's not like we're... I know, but I'm just saying. Yeah, absolutely. All I'm saying is we do have options and we're not.
Right.
You're right. I mean, in an emergency, in case it's in
the frustrating part is when a representative says it shouldn't be affecting you, and you go into the store and they say, everybody that's got next to me, in fact, it was last week, we've had hundreds of people coming.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to call from Verizon. If you have another push to talk,
I have brand new one, so I'll bring it. You might want to check into it too, because our people in Park Lake told us that they're getting rid of the direct connect by the end of 2013.
Is that Verizon?
Yes.
Nextel
is fading away.
Yes, as of June 2013 there.
Nextel is, but not Sprint.
Not Sprint.
They're converting all of that, the issue that we're faced with now.
Right.
You can't use your current phones. You have to upgrade to the Sprint line. So that's all part of the information we're trying to gather, and what are the options and the costs, and are there other providers that may be able to service it?
From a contractual point of view, I guess this is a question for our legal counsel. If they're not providing us the services that we have contracted for, do we have an out that would cost us money?
We can probably work with them on that, but you do basically, you're buying into their known coverage area when you sign the contract. So two things on that. not a question I can really answer right here on the fly like this without looking a little further into it.
Well, we don't have any contract issues. We can get out of Sprint at any time.
If you recall, we had the upgrade, many years ago, when we had to go through the 99-cent phone upgrade, and we got everybody replacement phones, we got some extras, all for 99 cents, including the smartphones, and that was years ago, at least four years ago, I think. I don't recall the moment of the date, but we don't have any outs. We can get out. But the new ones, no matter what's done, whether it's Sprint or Verizon or anybody else that may be out there, we need a contract, and that's going to be a minimum of 2 years. And I guess we're hoping to bring to the next meeting, or if you want to act sooner and get the mayor consensus authority again to enter into some contract, to at least do that and get something approved as soon as possible because of service interruptions at this time. So.
Verizon is good with the municipalities
as well. Yeah, they're in the section.
They can show you, can show them the bill, this is what you use. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's information we don't have yet.
Mark, on the prior upgrade, do you know, was that a phone bill rebate similar to what we're hearing in this go-around probably is?
No, sir. It was straight
99
cents. Straight 99 cents. So it wouldn't be exemption.
So there may be a similar option if they ever decide that we're now eligible for that?
Well, yeah, no, absolutely, Mayor. And that's my understanding of today. We have two conflicting information from conflicting Sprint sources, of course. Our main contact is on vacation. I called and contacted you Friday and received a call back yet. But they're trying to get authority for straight 99 cents and no rebate for all of the phones, all of them we need. There is also an option that we were told by somebody else from Public Works Review last week that we may be able to send phones back for rebate. We have to determine that, of course, because when I look at it, it's an online, you have to purchase it online, so I've already asked them how we accomplish that, where we can actually make money on the, turn it into phones. But initially it was a service credit. My understanding is straight 99 cents for the phones if it's Sprint, but there's still a 2-year renewal, so we're still trying to piece it together again. The options are next Sprint contract or if you have to do it online, so if we're getting special credit, well, that's what
it's short.
That's what it is. That's what it's called.
If but you get on one phone, not a
phone. Exactly. And he had to, well, he said, he told me we had to do it online. That's what I'm investigating. Still haven't been all the years, but it's still not so great.
Okay. So I guess the bottom line comes down to what is your preference?
Preference is that we had good cell coverage 2 weeks ago and through the future, but we've lost that.
Yeah, my hotline hasn't.
So the goal is to try to recover that as soon as reasonable to do so.
Do we want to stay with this one or look
elsewhere?
Or think what our options are?
Right. The other issue we have to make sure, should we ever port all our phone numbers? So we're going to have to do a big swap out change, which is another issue though, that we gotta make sure that we're going on that. There's probably gonna be some downtime though, if we do switch companies. Even the porting alone, assuming all numbers can be ported from one service to the other, and we're eligible, it could be, you know, what I think, 6 to 24 hours or something is what they said, porting. But anyway, yeah, that would be something, you know, that would be another issue we'd have to be aware of, communicate that and know how to address it, if that's a better option, you know.
I guess the question would be, would the board be comfortable if a plan is
suggested by staff to bring directly to the board for approval rather than committee of the whole as far as what we're looking at.
So what you need to be directed to come straight to the board for approval?
Yeah, for approval next time. We're going to ask something uncertain. There's still a delay time possibly in the phones too, but.
I think that expedites the matter.
Final item, community service staffing procedure.
This is a procedure that the chief developed and Ron and I worked with him on defining it and trying to address public service and community service opportunities within the village. We've thought it nipped it in the bud. I guess it was more informal, but we are proposing and suggesting that we allow as many opportunities as possible for community service, volunteer efforts. You recall we also have the YES program with Lake County, even though we're in the workers' course this year. We also have the 19th Circuit Court that juvenile probation program that we've agreed to. We have not. They keep calling, thinking they have opportunities, but we haven't been afforded an opportunity to have a work out of that program yet. But this was created to try and govern our use of people in that nation, and the goal was to provide as many opportunities as possible within the guidelines. There was confusion in the past about how often we use them, whether it was just 12 to 3 on Friday, or whether it was any opportunity available. Informally, we thought it was every opportunity, but that was not fully understood. So we developed this procedure to that end. We think we covered all of the procedural guidelines as well as protecting the village in the sense that if we do have somebody that wishes to volunteer or requires community service hours or the public's juvenile program, we'll vet them through the chief as far as, you know, licensing issues, if that's an issue with their driving, what's the other stuff, the background check, determine if there's warrants. Yeah, and then the main part is that we have good, meaningful work. They're going to require supervision of some sort, depending on the level. And that's discussed in here. So if the opportunity is offered, we'll all look at it, see if there's a likely fit, a good fit, whether it be administration, public works, which is usually where they end up anyway, or the police department. Sure there's the proper supervision, sure we have the proper work for them too. So that's what this is set to accomplish. Hopefully just to provide more opportunities for those efforts.
So we don't make this an ordinance form, so then our books or specific policy, and if something happens to this administration, like we had in the past, how is it recorded somewhere so it happens to
them? I don't know anyone making an ordinance. I would think that you would just have a resolution accepting the policy.
Resolution fine. Yeah. Somewhere where it's documented, that we move back to.
Sure, that's what we've done in the past too, you know. Resolution good enough from a legal perspective, Lee?
Yeah, definitely not an ordinance on staff, anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving that forward, then.
Resolution?
Okay. That's a new topic. Any further business? Motion to adjourn?